Al Newharth, the man who launched USA Today against all expert advice, has died at the age of 89. He was the chairman of Gannett Newspapers, who called himself a dreamer and schemer when he got the idea that satellite communications could make a daily national newspaper popular. Gannett's own board was skeptical. A lot of industry advisors said Americans preferred local news and that beaming a newspaper by satellite to be printed across the country would break down. The paper's mock-ups were criticized for being flashy, splashy, and light, a mick paper. But Al Newharth put his millions where his hopes were to begin USA Today in 1982. It made money within 5 years and is now the second-largest daily newspaper in the United States. Over the years, USA Today's glossy front-page graphics, expanded weather maps, shorter articles, celebrity snippets, and lifestyle reporting have been adopted by once great and grave local newspapers. The editors who called us McPaper, said Al Newharth, stole our McNuggets. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.